And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys Show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local down in Fenville, Michigan. And if you don't know where that is, it's kind of halfway between Allegan and the Lakeshore on M89, a little north of Kalamazoo, a little bit south of Grand Rapids. We are down here celebrating the 22nd Wine Fest from 1 to 5 today. They've got a huge barbecue pit going, throwing down some ribs and some chicken. They've got vineyard tours. They have got a ton going on. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to 107.3. We are having fun in Fenville. If you don't have anything really pressing to do today, jump in your cars, head down 196 and get off on the Fenville exit. This is a place that I would consider a must-see because you're going to be amazed. And I'm pretty sure they're going to give some pretty spectacular tours. I was here about a month ago, and Doug gave me a tour of the place. It's a surprise. That's all I can – that just keeps popping up to the top of my head. It's a surprise.
Yep. Coming up in the, later in the show, we're going to have Doug Welch, the proprietor of Fen Valley Winery, joining us. But, Bob, you took a little trip this past week. You went out and did a little fundraising for Coach Dick Vermeil, and you met a bunch of really cool people.
A bunch.
Yeah. So you had an interview with a guy that we're going to play here now. Set that up for us.
Well, you know, every time I go out there, it's something different, and Joe Terranova was with Danny in the juniors, and he was riding around. There's a celebrity with each team, and so the fifth player is a celebrity, and so you just kind of start hanging out with the guy in the second cart, and you're going to get a treat. So let's listen in on this interview.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and once again, I am at the 20th Annual Dick Vermeil Invitational. It's a fundraiser for the Boy Scouts, and I have the pleasure to be sitting right now with Joe Terranova, and Joe was a member of Danny and the Juniors, and you might remember that famous song, At the Hop, Rock and Roll's Here to Stay, and a whole bunch of them. Thanks, Joe, for taking time with us today.
Barbecue Bob, it is my pleasure. You make such good barbecue, I couldn't resist.
Well, thank you. Are you having any fun out here?
Yeah, this is terrific. We're 5 under right now after 7 holes, and we're doing pretty good. And it's a beautiful day, and Dick Vermeil throws a heck of a bash.
Now, tell me, when did Danny and the Juniors get together? What year was that?
The first record came out in 1957, which was At the Hop. And I guess that's about 55 years ago.
Wow. That must have been a pretty big thrill to get a record in the top 10 charts.
Yeah, it was. It really, truly was. I mean, Dick Clark helped us. The song was originally called Do the Bop, and he changed the title for us.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, everybody's going to miss him.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So, I mean, he's really started our career for us. And gave us 52 years of a heck of a life, man.
So you guys are still together?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing.
And we still work, and we go over the world, you know.
That's great. I'm sitting in a golf cart here with Joe Terranova. So, Joe, you have a website yourself?
Yep, www.dannyandthejuniors.com. We also have a radio show called Rock and Roll is Here to Stay, the radio show. And you can get us, we go up to our site, and you can find where and when you want to listen to it.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm going to do that as soon as I get back to my room tonight. Okay. Joe, I sure appreciate it. These guys, I'm holding up your team, and they're getting ready to tee off. So I'm going to let you go and finish up that food, and thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for having me on your show, and all the best to you.
Thanks a lot. Back to you, Randy.
Okay, yeah, that's Joe Terranova. And who doesn't remember At the Hop? And so we do a closing song on the show every week, and today it's going to be At the Hop when we're done with the show here. But, yeah, Jop, what else is next here?
Well, coming up, I think we have Chef Laurel from the Honey Creek Inn on the line. And Laurel, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you today?
We're better than we deserve, man. We are down at Fenville Winery looking over the vineyard here, getting ready to have about 1,000 people in for a barbecue. But wanted to talk a little bit with you today about some of the things that you're grilling at the Honey Creek Inn, because if you don't have time or you don't have the inclination to get out and fire up your own grill, which is sometimes that happens, I really don't have an excuse why you should not grill, but sometimes that happens. You might want to go to the Honey Creek and try some of their grilled food. So I just wanted to chat a little bit with you about what's cooking at the Honey Creek.
Well, we've always got something great going on the grill at the Honey Creek. Tonight we have a special on grilled lamb chops. So we marinate those in fresh rosemary from the backyard, some heirloom garlic, and some extra virgin olive oil. We throw those right on the grill just like that and put them on top of a fresh tomato salad with fresh basil, again from our backyard, and some roasted potatoes, and it is a fantastic stuff. It's been blowing out the door since we put it up.
You know, I think I want to come to your backyard.
Every day, though, we've got the kielbasa that's made fresh at the grist mill across the street. Every day, we've got the Chairman's Reserve ribeye. We've got the freshly ground burgers made from the grist mill also. But we don't just do steaks on the grill. We also grill vegetables. We do a grilled vegetable wrap, which has, you know, fresh fennel, zucchini, yellow squash, red peppers, in a wrap with some hummus, some lettuce, tomato, balsamic vinegar. It's very light, but it's also got that good, roasty, heavy flavor that we like to get from the grill.
You know, and I've had a lot of those dishes, and this is a personal testimonial that you do fantastic work there, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because if you don't have enough time to or the inclination to fire up your grill, get out to the Honey Creek Inn. Where are you guys located?
We're at 8025 Cannonsburg Road. Just about a mile up from the ski lodge.
Right, and that's right where Honey Creek Road T-bones into the Cannonsburg Road.
That's
so,
right.
Laurel, we thank you so much for coming on the show. And if you don't want to grill yourself, get out to the Honey Creek Inn tonight, because grilled lamb chops, they're not any better than right there.
That's right.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
Okay, that was Laurel from the Honey Creek Inn. Great place to go. Always love stopping in that place. There's always a crowd there.
25 beers on tap. All craft beers, too.
Wonderful food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jop, tonight at the Deltaplex, there's a dinner and concert. Cabbage Crick is playing there. And a lot of people will remember Cabbage Crick. They've been around since the 70s. But this is for Operation Injured Soldiers. Now, this is a great cause, folks. Listen up, okay? Operation Injured Soldiers, wonderful group of people. Sergeant Tom's been on the show with us before. Matter of fact, next Saturday we're going to be down indoor doing a big barbecue bash for those guys, and we're going to do our show there. But it's Cabbage Crick. It starts tonight at the Deltaplex. It's going to be a good deal. Go to Operation Injured Soldiers on Facebook. Check it out. It's just something. It's all volunteer work.
Yep, great cause to support. Coming up next, we're going to have our friend Doug Welsh from Fen Valley Winery. He's the proprietor down here. You got to get down here and see this place. It's fabulous. And Doug's going to break down some of his wines.
And I wanted to mention that tickets are still on sale for that event at the Deltaplex. So you can just walk right up, and you'll be helping out a lot of injured soldiers. These kids need us.
Okay. Well, great. Looking forward to talking about Doug breaking down a couple varietals. And I think he's even poured us a glass now. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.